This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. Welcome to Best Pets for Pets. I'm your show host, Michelle Fern. All right, we're getting near summer, although this is not just for summer, but we're getting near summer, and summer means bugs. So this next product is going to be so helpful for those of you that spend time with your dog outside, which is just about everyone, right? Because they have to do their business outside. So hey, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, pet parents. Ever wondered how to safely bring the great outdoors inside and connect your indoor pets with nature? Meet Pet Greens, the pioneers in organic live cat grass, catnip, and treats powered with green nutrition. Discover the healing properties of wheatgrass, packed with nutrients and gentle green fiber to support digestive health. Pet Greens helps your pets truly thrive inside. Check out our full range of live cat grass, catnip, and treats at petgreens.com. That's petgreens.com.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to welcome Olivia Abrams and Steve Abrams, daughter and father, and they are the developers of Chickmit. Welcome, Olivia and Steve.
Hi. Nice to be here.
Nice to be here, too.
I mentioned summer because summer means bugs, and I live in a tropical place, Fort Lauderdale, so that means bugs all year. But are ticks just for summer, spring and summer, or are they all the time?
Ticks actually are around all year long as temperatures aren't consistently below freezing. So you can have ticks in December as long as temperatures are warm enough. So it's really important to stay protected to ticks all year round, especially if you live in warmer climates. So if you live in the South, you definitely have ticks all year round. And the Northeast, I'd say 10 out of the 12 months are considered tick season.
Yep. And the thing with ticks is people think that you won't get into any ticks unless, you know, you go in the woods. Like when I live in Los Angeles, unless I was in the dog park that was up in the hills, in the canyons, I was okay, you know, to be tick free. But that's not always the case. And in Fort Lauderdale, just walking my dog, I've come across ticks. They're hard to spot and they are definitely trouble when they become embedded, but we'll get to that later. First, can you tell us why you created the Chickmit and what it is?
So we created Chickmit because both my dad and I have had Lyme disease and we've always had really big dogs. We currently have Cane Corsos and they would go outside and they would bring the ticks back into the house with them. And after experiencing Lyme disease, we were always really cautious about being bit again and getting Lyme disease and also our dogs getting sick. So we wanted to create a product that would help us remove the ticks from ourselves and our pets before coming inside. So we didn't have to worry about, you know, ticks on our couch or finding ticks crawling on us after we've already been indoors.
Right. And the product is prior to them embedding. So we want to prevent the bites before you have an opportunity to get diseases.
Okay. And I'm sorry to hear about the Lyme disease. And that's a great point because people think, okay, they're not going to bother me, but they do. They do go after as well as your fur babes.
But I wanted to address what you talked about a little earlier about being in Fort Lauderdale and the dog park and the hills. The reality is, even in New York City, if you've never been out of the city, but you go to a dog park, you don't know that everybody else there might have been walking in the country themselves. The dogs sniff each other, they're around each other, and they're going to pick up the ticks anyway, whether you go into the country or not. So you're never fully protected, even if you're a city dweller.
So actually, Lyme disease is the number one vector-borne disease in America. And what vector-borne disease means is that it has a host, like a tick, and ticks can go on to dogs, people, birds, squirrel, really anywhere that you would find wildlife, there is likelihood that there are ticks. And the tick population is only increasing as climate change is increasing, because the temperatures are getting warmer and there aren't ticks that are dying in the wintertime anymore.
Okay, that's not good news. And with Steve, with what you said before about your dogs can get it anywhere, I'm in the suburbs, but you know, Mr. Zeus, he's since gone on to doggy heaven, and so is Mr. Nikki, but they were older. I took them to dog parks when they were younger, but not when they were older. And they both had ticks just from being walked in the neighborhood close around just my grass because it was hot out. And, you know, you don't walk dogs in the heat. Just in my neighborhood, I would find them. So, yeah, you can't close your eyes to these things and say, oh, I'm in the city or I don't take my dog to the dog parks. They won't get anything because it happens.
Yeah, I mean, recently we were at a pet show in Edison, New Jersey. It was a retail expo. We spoke to a lot of people. And one of the things I heard a lot is, I've only seen 3 or 4 ticks on me, but it only takes one to get sick. So even though you're not in a heavily ticked population area, even one is problematic.
Absolutely. So let's talk about, so the tickmit works before they become embedded. So how long do you have before the tick becomes embedded?
So it can take up to a couple of hours of a tick crawling on a person or a dog to actually embed. It is possible that it happens sooner, but on average, it can take longer than, you know, a few hours. So our invention, Tickmit, is a product that removes the ticks from yourself or your dog or your cat or your pony, whatever kind of animal you have, before they embed. So by simply swiping the Tickmit all over your skin, your clothes, or your dog and cat's fur, you're able to remove the ticks before they have the chance to latch on. And it's not until the tick actually latches on where they are able to transfer diseases. So by removing them pre-embedding, you're reducing the likelihood of ticks passing diseases onto you and your pets.
So speaking of embedding, you could also wipe your bed down and your couch, because if your dog sleeps with you or is on your furniture, they're going to be walking around.
Ew. And yep. Okay. Makes a lot of sense.
There's a big ooh factor to this.
We like to say it's gross and effective.
Well, you know, the thing is, I mean, you can't close your eye to these things. And if you have a dog, or if you have any fur babe, or even two-legged, you're used to ooze and gross, you know, because that's how things come out of them that you don't want to see, and or off them you don't want to see. So how does the tick mitt work? So you just said you swipe it. There's something special about the mitt. Won't get into how, you know, it is, but just fits over your hand, and then I can just wipe all over my dog's body, or mostly the paws, certain areas?
Not mostly the paws. You definitely want to get in the head, neck, and the whole body, and the ears. That's where they seem to gravitate. Tickmit works on the process of similar to Velcro. So ticks have a lot of hooks. This is a microfiber with a specific loop length that's now under patent or patent pending. We worked for many years with an engineer and a tick scientist under lab conditions, 15 iterations with a factory to get it right so that we have the most effective product. So this is not just something we said, oh, let's make a mitt. We really developed this over the course of 4 or 5 years, only went to market last year after we felt that it was perfected in a way that was good for all size ticks, because you have the nymphs and you have the larger ticks, and we needed a fabric that can cover all bases. So we're very comfortable that this product works effectively. I'm not going to tell you on this podcast or anywhere else that it's 100%. It's probably going to get you 90, 95% with a few swipes. I would recommend going back 15 minutes later and maybe swiping again, because some of the ticks might gravitate more towards the head and ears at that point. And then, of course, like anything else, you have to be vigilant and just make sure you're always on the lookout, regardless of the effectiveness of our device.
So after you've been outside, you simply swipe the Tickmit all over yourself, all over your dog's body. Like my dad said, paying close attention to the ears, the face, and the shoulders. And after you find ticks on the mitt, it comes with a mesh dryer bag. So simply throw the mitt in the dryer bag, in the dryer on high heat for 10 minutes. Heat and alcohol are the only two things that kill ticks. So by putting the tick mitt in the dryer, you're able to kill the ticks, shake them off the mitt, and then you can use it again.
And you never have to touch them.
Okay, so what about, and I know that my listening audience is probably thinking about this, the tick mitt goes into a mesh bag. Do the ticks fall out of there? Because then you're thinking, okay, I'm going to have ticks in my dead ticks.
No, the mesh bag was designed with a tolerance to not allow anything out of it. We worked again with our team to make sure that there's no tick size that can leave the bag until they're dead. Then you can unzip it and then just shake them out into the garbage.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and then have some more questions. So we'll be right back. Hey everyone, Michelle Byrne here. Are you looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, Prosper Canine can help bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At Prosper Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, which helps you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, and number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. We're talking to Olivia and Steve Abrams, daughter and father. They're the creators of the Tick Mitt. So we talked about how to use the Tick Mitt, and we had some great information from both of you. What about if you have dogs that are, you know, little small dogs? What about long hair, short hair? Does it work for cats?
It will work on any surface. So for a longer or short-haired dog, you simply would go back and forth against the fur and with the fur. With a longer-haired dog, you can do more of a grabbing motion all throughout the fur in order to make sure that you're not just getting the top where the ticks might start, but that you're actually getting deep into their fur. So by doing a grabbing motion, you're able to get the ticks that might go closer to the skin before they embed in a longer-haired dog.
To Olivia's point, the reality is the mitt picks up ticks off of any surface, be it your skin, your dog, yourself, your couch, basically anything. As long as you wipe the mitt over the tick will adhere to it. And that's the way we designed it.
So I've seen a lot of products, you know, out there on the market, and they're usually with ticks that are embedded. Not that many products prior to the ticks becoming embedded, which is probably why you decided to design the Tick Mitt, because you can get it before they become embedded. What do you do if they become embedded? Go to another product, right? I mean,
that's a whole different product. That's something we are working on. Hopefully we're going to become an ecosystem for all tick issues. But right now there are a number of products on the market. Some of them are tweezers. Some of them are little. There's many ways you can do it, or there's a few ways you can do it. And that's not something we really concentrate on right now. We're preventative. And you're right. We're the only product on the market that removes loose ticks prior to embedding.
Right. And I've had to remove them embedded before. Yeah, there are a lot of different products. There's a key. There's also some liquid type of product that I've used before that worked really well.
Right. We've heard crazy stories. Some people burn them with a match head or a cigarette. It's crazy.
You should not do. Do not do that.
Well, you don't want to burn them on your dog, of course. And
no.
Even to light them on fire. I mean, that's... No. You probably have heard a lot of customer stories. So can you share some with us?
I think one of the things that the mitt does very well is we've heard a number of stories of people and their dogs finding nests. And when your dog sticks his muzzle in a nest, it can come out with 50 or 100 ticks on them. And we've heard a number of stories, especially at this pet expo, of this happening. We've heard of dogs bringing in pregnant ticks and the ticks giving birth into people's homes. I mean, we've heard some really disgusting stories along the way. But the one, as Olivia was saying, we have very big dogs. The male dog is over 150 pounds. He's black brindle. It's a lot of real estate. There's just no way that I could find any individual tick on that dog. I mean, until I really have it crawling on my hand, or I see it on his muzzle. So in a dog like that, we really are able to get a lot of that real estate covered with the mitt. And there are times where I found 20 or 30 in one or two swipes because they were in some bush that had a nest. And that's, you know, normally maybe you have one or two or three on a hike, but it could really be really nasty.
And I think in terms of our customers, there are two really great things that we continuously hear. The first one is we will find customers who are afraid of going camping, are afraid of bringing their dog on a certain trail, are afraid of going on hikes because they are worried about their dog or themselves getting Lyme disease. And after they use our tick mitt a couple of times, they have a new sense of confidence and freedom to venture back outside. And it really alleviates anxiety and allows them to spend quality time with their pets that they weren't able to do before without worry. And I think the second thing that we hear a lot is we're very involved in the Lyme disease community for people and pets, but specifically for people, a lot of people who have Lyme disease and other tick-borne diseases like alpha-gal or Rocky Mountain spotted fever are now afraid of going outside. They kind of have PTSD of being in the outdoors because that's where they were when they got so sick. And by having tick mitt, they're now able to go back outside again without the worry because they're not scared of getting bit again.
That is great. And I could definitely appreciate PTSD from other experiences I've had when you're in the same situation. It could be just horrifying. I also like that you give advice with your tick mitt. You know, you do preventative. Again, besides grabbing your tick mitt, avoiding certain areas that you know that there's an infestation, and what, you know, humans should wear as far as pants and socks and long sleeve shirts. So for humans, ticks go only to exposed skin usually?
It's possible if you're not wearing tight clothes, the ticks can, you know, crawl up your pants if you're not wearing tight socks. But, you know, a tick cannot crawl through your clothes. So we do recommend that if you're going outside, it is safer to wear, you know, a longer sleeve shirt or long pants. However, with the tick mitt, you don't have to be as worried as you would without it.
Yeah, I mean, we own a farm upstate New York, and I'm in the woods a lot. And, you know, a lot of times I find them on my leg because they've crawled up the pants. I'm in the, between the pants, on the sock, and up my leg. But, you know, to Olivia's point, you know, I know on the instructions we say wear this and wear that, but we're really trying to do, and what we see is it gives you the freedom to not have to be that concerned. As long as you're diligent and vigilant, you'll find that you can have a lot of freedom with tick mitt.
Thank you. What about those people that are thinking, that are listening and saying, well, you know, my dog is on flea and tick treatment, so I don't know if this is that much of a concern for me. And I know the tick mitt's preventative, but what would you say to people thinking that?
I think there are a few things. I think the first one is chewable preventatives, I think, are a really great thing if you believe in the brand, because if your dog does get bit by a tick, it prevents the dog from getting sick. However, with the chewable, it doesn't prevent the ticks from going on your dog in the first place, and that doesn't prevent the ticks from coming into your house or eventually getting you sick. So even if your dog is on a chewable preventative, they're still bringing ticks into the home with you. And if for some reason you're not afraid of Lyme disease, which you should be, ticks are still disgusting, and I don't think anyone wants them in their house. There are a lot of other products out there like topicals or shampoos. We try not to use chemicals on our dog. There are no long-term studies as to how these chemicals affect our dog in the first place. And even if they are completely safe, I don't want to have to pet my dog after putting a topical or a shampoo on it and then have all of that stuff on myself and having to wash my hands every 10 minutes. I just don't think it's very effective. And a lot of people that we've spoken to recently are saying, you know, I'm using this chemical on my dog and the ticks are still coming inside. So it's really not working. So I would say continue doing whatever you're doing. You should still have a tick mitt. And if you want to change to a completely chemical-free regimen, this is a great place to start.
And one of the things I would also add to that, I'm sure a lot of your listeners that have pets have kids. And we've run into a lot of people whose daughters are playing soccer and getting bit once or twice a year, or bringing them into the home themselves. So, you know, it's not just for pets, even though it's a pet show, But everyone doesn't just have a pet. They also have family that they want protected also. And to Olivia's point, you know, they're pretty disgusting and no one wants cockroaches in the house. And even if there's a preventative and or a cure, who wants them running around your house? It's pretty disgusting.
Exactly. And it's funny, as you were talking about the dogs, I was thinking, and what about kids? You know, kids
exactly.
Play all over the place and get into everything.
And the kids are hugging the dog and then the dog is passing the ticks onto the kid. This will reduce that entire situation from happening.
Okay, so what about, are there any sizes? Like, what if you have tiny hands or gigantic hands? Does that matter?
No, it's one size fits all.
Yeah, it fits pretty much everyone. You'd have to be very, very small. I wouldn't give it to a four-year-old and ask him to do it. And I'm sure there's a few guys out there that have very large hands. Other than that, I think everyone's covered.
Okay, so if you're not a gigantic football or basketball player that's really big, then most cases it'll work okay.
Yeah. And then you just have to hold the mitt in your hand. You don't have to put your hand into the mitt. You can still wipe with the same motion. So it shouldn't be an issue.
Okay, what about care for the mitt? We know that you kill them with, you recommend the dryer. If somebody doesn't have a dryer, what is another way to, I know you said alcohol, so.
Yeah, so if you don't have a dryer, what I would recommend is having a little jar of alcohol, and with the same tweezers that you're using to remove an embedded tick, you can just take the ticks off of the mitt and throw them in the little jar of alcohol to kill them. Or you can flush them down the toilet, up to you. And the tick mitt is machine washable, so you could throw it in the washer dryer, or you can hand wash it with soap and water and air dry it.
And I would say if you end up just picking them off and putting them down the drain, make sure you run your water for about 30 seconds or more, because they will crawl back up. Hardy little guys there.
You guys sure know ticks. So Olivia, you mentioned you do charitable work as well. Can you tell us a little about that?
Yeah, so my dad and I serve on the board of Project Lyme, which is a Lyme disease charity in the United States. And really, their mission is to raise money to educate people on the importance of doing tick checks, on helping people receive treatment for Lyme disease, and also putting a lot of money towards research on trying to improve diagnostic tests and finding a cure. So we work really closely with them to provide tick mitts to people who already have Lyme disease and are afraid of going outside, creating events to raise awareness and to raise funds.
Is there anything good about ticks in the ecosystem?
Possums and chickens really like to eat them. But other than that, there really is not anything good about ticks.
I would say the only good thing I would say about ticks is it helped us create a business.
Yeah.
Other than that, I can't think of anything worth.
It wouldn't be bad if they just disappeared.
That would be a great thing.
Yeah, with Lyme disease.
We would be out of business, but we would be fulfilling our mission
using
cases of Lyme
that's
disease.
Fine.
Then you could create something else, but chances are that's not going to happen. Where can people buy the tick mitt?
You can buy the tick mitt on our website at tickmitt.com, TICKMITT.com. And we're also available on Amazon.
And on Tractor Supply website. And we will be in retail stores by midsummer, I believe.
Okay. I want to thank you both for coming on Best Bets for Pets and telling us all about the tick mitt. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Remember, ticks can be anywhere, and the tick mitt is a great product for being preventative about ticks. Because, ew, who wants these things in your home, right? On your pet, on you, on your kids? Ugh. So thank you so much, Olivia and Steve Abrams, for telling us about the tick mitt and creating such an amazing product. Thanks to my test crew, Molly, Charlotte, and Dennis, their cats. They're indoors, so they don't get ticks. But on me, I will be using the tick mitt, and I did use it. It's so handy. It's just such a great, valuable product to have. And I want to thank, of course, my listening audience. Thank you so much for listening to all the amazing shows we have on Best Bets for Pets. And of course, thank you to my producer, Mark Winter, for making me and my guests sound amazing. And hey, you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.